It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
If you're feeling down sometimes or overly anxious, you know, are there certain foods you go for that you go to because they're comfort foods, or do you go to certain foods because they actually have the capacity to make you feel better? My guest is Briarly Wright, and she's a registered dietitian. Welcome to the show, Briarly. So, foods that make us feel better. You know, we get tired in the afternoon, so we look for foods to give us a little burst of energy. But what about foods to actually help us feel better when we're feeling down or anxious?
Absolutely, yeah. So I think the big one that people always talk about is maybe carbs can make them feel better. And what's so great about that is that there's actually some truth to it. There was a study that was done in people who ate a really low carbohydrate diet, so maybe just a half a cup of rice plus a piece of bread all day, that they had a lot more depression and anxiety and anger than their counterparts who ate a more high-carb diet that included whole grains and fruits and vegetables and beans. So I like to tell people, like, go for it. Have that bagel or have that, have that piece of bread or toast and try to make it whole grain. But that can give you a little bit of a pick-me-up. And what they say is that the researchers think that because carbs promote the production of serotonin, which is that feel-good brain chemical, that that's why it might be so mood-lifting.
Okay, so we want to look for foods that are going to give us that little bit of mood lift. And let's talk about some specific foods, you know, egg whites or omelets or chili with kidney beans. You know, if we're looking for foods rich in vitamin B12, folic acid, things that can help us feel better, talk about some specific foods for us.
Sure. So foods that have vitamin B in them are great. Folate is one that has been talked about that impacts It affects your neurotransmitters that impact your mood. And so you find folate in beans, in citrus, in dark green vegetables, all which we're talking about dark green vegetables like spinach and kale, all items that are in season right now. Other foods that I think people like to hear about is chocolate. That's kind of your indulgent one. And there was some research that found that eating just a little bit of dark chocolate every day, we're talking about like an ounce and a half, help people reduce their stress hormones and in people in particular that were very highly stressed. So it brought their cortisol down. What I like to tell people is you have to remember that it's only 1.5 ounces and that's about 235 calories, give or take. So you want to make sure you don't really overdo it or that those extra calories and those extra pounds might stress you out.
Yes, but an ounce and a half isn't going to really hurt anybody. And if you are somebody who likes to have a glass of wine at night, the chocolate goes very well with a glass of wine.
It does. It pairs very nicely.
They pair very nicely. Now, what about fish? You know, we know that the omega-3s are good for our hair and our skin, and you know that the oils are good and heart protective and cardio protective. But what do they affect our mood?
They do, absolutely. So the omega-3s are really a key mood-boosting nutrient, and that's because they think that they alter our brain chemicals that are linked with mood, and specifically we're talking about dopamine and serotonin again, and low levels of serotonin have been linked with depression. And then dopamine is that, we call it that reward chemical that releases in our brain in response to pleasurable things like eating or having sex. And so those omega-3s are really helpful with the serotonin and dopamine. And you get those from salmon, tuna, sardines, those oily, cold water fish is where you get those omega-3s.
Now, what about vitamin D? Because Briarly, they, you know, we're all told we're vitamin D deficient. And certainly there's, you know, you get these low levels of vitamin D in the winter time, and people go through that whole, you know, seasonal affective disorder and they feel sad about stuff. Can vitamin D, especially in the wintertime, feel like it gives you a little pick me up?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they call it the sunshine vitamin for a reason. You get it from the sun, and so in the winter, it makes sense. Your vitamin D levels dip, and a lot of us actually are chronically deficient in vitamin D year-round. But yes, having adequate levels of vitamin D has been linked to better mood and being less likely to be depressed. It's hard to get vitamin D through food. It really is. Mushrooms are a really great source of vitamin D. Again, if you go back to some of those oily canned fish that have bones in them, like the canned salmon, that's another good choice.
And wait, I just want to jump in here because canned salmon, I want listeners to understand something because I love canned salmon and I feed it to my kids. Do not pick out the bones. Do not pick out the skin. Get wild caught pink salmon, wild caught. Get it at your Whole Foods, but look for the wild caught and leave the bones and the skin in. They're crunchy. They do not hurt the food. They make it taste better. And that's where some of the best vitamins are, correct?
It's so true. They really are. And again, going back to the vitamin D, like you get it from eating all those little bits and parts. And if you mix it up, you don't taste it. And it gives it a little bit of a crunch factor. But it's not like when you accidentally swallow a piece of, you know, a bone in a fish fillet or something along those lines. It's really very, very unnoticeable.
Yeah, people don't really think like that, and my kids actually kind of get a kick out of it. They're like, look, we're eating a little spine here, you know, and so, because it looks like that, but you crush it up, you know, and make a little patty with it or put it on a salad. Boy, it is just so, so good. Now, what about some of the foods we typically look to for comfort foods, Briarly, like junk food that we think makes us feel better, but in reality, maybe doing just the opposite?
It's so true. You do. You think, oh, if I have that extra piece of pie, or maybe I'll order the French fries instead of a side salad. And the thing is that maybe those might give you that immediate gratification because you like the way it tastes, or it just makes you feel good. It's kind of hard to put a word to that. But there has been some research and that found that people who ate whole foods, and we're talking, again, like whole grains and fruits and vegetables and the not processed stuff, that they were less likely to say that they were depressed or that they had feelings of depression than their counterparts who ate a lot more of the processed foods, the fried foods, the desserts, the more like the white bread or the high-fat foods. So those people, because they were happier, it's so simple to say like that just eating whole, healthy foods is going to make you much happier in the long run than it will be eating the fattier, more calorie-dense items.
People are sometimes afraid, Briarly, to really try something new like flaxseed, falafels, you know. I love those kinds of things, using tahini and chickpeas and combining flavors. What do you say to those people? You're a registered dietitian. What do you say to people that are afraid to try new things and get creative? Because that's the way that you can find these foods that help, you know, to boost your mood.
Absolutely. I think people really are. They are afraid. And I think two things. One is, don't be afraid to try a new recipe. People talk about, you know, their New Year's resolutions. Maybe your New Year's resolution should be to try a new healthy recipe once a week, or if that seems too much, once a month. The other thing, too, is when you're out at a restaurant, ask the server, you know, what is the most popular dish where you are? And if it's something that you haven't tried, go for it. I mean, if they're telling you it's good, it's worth trying it. And then maybe you'll want to try it at home. And then the other piece of advice that I like to give people is I like to say, I do this with my daughter, just have like a no thank you bite. Just try a little bite and keep trying it over time. They say that you need to try something 10 to 15 times to actually like it. So if at first you try it and it doesn't work for you, just try again. Give it a couple weeks. Give it a month. And hopefully over time, you'll start to develop a taste for it.
That's great advice. And really, you know, especially with kids, get them to try it, at least to take a bite. Never say ew before they've even tried it. But these are foods that can help boost your mood, the omega-3s and the B12s and the folic acid and the good quality carbohydrates and the whole foods and a little bit of chocolate to top it all off. These are the ways that you can make yourself feel better with food as opposed to worse. And you won't feel like you've done damage. And they might just help you when you're feeling sad, depressed, or anxious, and that's really what it's all about. You're listening to Radio MD. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Let's all eat some great foods and feel better. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.